Classic Tales, Elementary 3, Beauty and the Beast, retold by Sue Arango, read by Rick Adamson. Once there was a rich man who had a lot of ships. He lived in a big white house by the sea. He had 3 daughters and 3 sons. His daughters were all beautiful. But the most beautiful was the youngest daughter. And because she was so beautiful, everyone called her Beauty. Beauty was a kind and clever girl. She loved reading. Her 2 older sisters were not as nice as Beauty. They were often nasty to her. And they laughed at her because she loved books. They only liked to wear fine clothes and go to parties. One day, there was a terrible storm. All the man's ships were lost at sea. Suddenly, he had no money. He had to sell the big white house. The family had to move to a little house in the country.
"I'm sorry, my dears," he told his children. "We have no money. You will have to work now."
"But we don't know how to work, Father," said the 2 older sisters.
And when they saw their new house, they said,
"We can't live here. It's too small."
But Beauty tried hard to be happy.
"Look, Father," she said. "We've got lots of good clean water. I'll clean the house and make some tea."
Beauty worked hard to help her father and brothers. She got up at 4 o'clock every morning and cleaned the house. She made breakfast. Then she washed the clothes and made lunch. Her 2 sisters stayed in bed late every day. When they got up, they did nothing to help. They just sat and watched Beauty angrily.
"This is a nasty little house," they said. "And it's so boring here. Why do you sing when you work, Beauty? Why are you always happy? You're stupid."
One day, a letter came for their father.
"I have to go away on business," he told his children. "One of my ships has come back. It has come from the east with gold and silver. We are rich again. But I must hurry."
"Oh, Father, when you get the gold, please buy us some new dresses," said the 2 older sisters.
"Yes, my dears, I'll try," said their father.
Then he turned to his youngest daughter. "And you, Beauty, would you like something?"
"Yes, Beauty, you must have something," said the older sisters.
"All right," said Beauty. "I would like a rose. I haven't seen a rose for a long, long time." The man got on his horse and rode to the sea. But when he arrived, he heard bad news.
"Your gold and silver has gone," said his friend, "and your ship has holes in it."
"I have no money to mend my ship," said the man sadly. "So I must leave it."
Then he remembered his daughters. He looked in his pocket and found a few coins.
"I can't buy fine dresses," he said, "but I must buy something for them."
So he bought two cheap little bags from an old woman. Then he tried to buy a rose for Beauty, but the flower girl did not have any.
"I'm sorry," she said. "I haven't got any roses today."
The man started to ride home, but soon he was lost in a strange forest.
"Where am I?" he said. "I don't remember this forest."
It began to snow, and a strange wind blew. He fell from his horse onto the ground. He heard the loud cries of wolves. He was afraid.
"I don't think we will get home tonight," he said to his horse.
Then, when he looked up again, he saw a light through the trees.
"What's that light?" he said. "Is there a house there?"
The man walked on with his horse, and at last they came to a strange palace.
"Hello," he called,
but no one answered. His horse walked away from him to the stable, and it found something to eat. It was cold, and the man was tired. So he went into the palace and found a good hot fire and a table with food on it. There was one knife, one fork, one plate, and one glass.
"Here's someone's dinner," he thought.
He waited, but no one came. So at 11 o'clock, he sat down and ate the food, because he was very hungry. Then he walked upstairs to a bedroom and went to sleep. He slept well and woke late the next morning.
"Where am I?" he thought.
Then he remembered. He got up, but he could not find his clothes. Then he saw some very fine trousers on a chair, and a very fine shirt, a coat, and a beautiful pair of boots. He smelt coffee and saw some breakfast on a table. He drank the coffee, ate the breakfast, and looked out at a little garden.
"That's strange," he thought. "The sun's shining now, but last night there was snow. I think I will go and pick one of those beautiful roses for Beauty before I leave."
But when he picked the rose, he heard a terrible noise, and he saw a terrible, angry beast.
"What are you doing?" it cried. "I gave you dinner last night. I gave you fine clothes and a good breakfast. Now you come into my secret garden and try to steal my roses. You must die for this."
The man fell to the ground.
"Oh, I'm sorry," he cried. "I just wanted a rose for my youngest daughter. I have three daughters at home, you see." The beast looked at him angrily. Then he said,
"All right, go home to your daughters, but tell them this. I want one of them to come and live here with me. If not, you must return and die. There's a box of gold coins in the bedroom. Take it."
The man rode home, sad and afraid. Then he told his children the terrible news.
"I must go back to the beast's palace and die," he said. "I have just come to say goodbye to you all."
"Oh, Beauty,"
cried the older sisters.
"Why did you want a rose, you stupid girl?"
"Father, you will not die," said Beauty. "I will go and live with the beast."
"No, Beauty, no,"
cried her brothers.
"We will go and kill the beast."
"You cannot kill him," said the man sadly. "He is much too strong."
The man was very sad. He forgot all about the box of gold coins. When he went to his room that night, he found it on the table. Then Beauty came in to talk to him. "Is the beast very ugly, Father?" she asked.
"Yes," he answered sadly.
"But he can also be very kind. Look, he gave me this money."
"Don't tell your sisters. They will only want to spend it on clothes."
Then Beauty said, "Father, when you were away, two men came here to visit us. My sisters are going to marry them. Please give the money to them. They will need it to buy things for their new homes." In the morning, Beauty said goodbye to her brothers and sisters. She was very sad to leave them. But she did not cry, because she was brave and strong.
"I do not know if I will ever see you again," she said. "But I will think of you every day."
"Goodbye, dear sister," said her brothers.
Her older sisters were glad to see her go. But they cut open an onion and held it close to their faces, and tears came to their eyes.
"Dear Beauty," they said, "we are very sad. Must you go?"
"Yes, I must," Beauty answered quietly. "It was I who wanted the rose, so I must go." Beauty and her father rode all day. At last, they came to the forest. Their horse found the way to the beast's palace. By now, it was dark.
"What a strange place," thought Beauty.
Once again, the door was open. But when the man called out, there was no answer. They got off their horse, and it went to the stable and began eating.
"Go home now, Beauty," said her father. "Get the horse,
Leave me and go before it is too late. No, Father, she said. Come on, let's go in. We are tired and cold, and I can see a nice hot fire. Inside, they found a table with food on it. This time, there were two forks, two knives, two plates, and two glasses. Soon, they heard a terrible noise.
What's that? Cried Beauty.
Before her father could answer, the beast arrived. He wore fine clothes, but he was as strong and hairy as a lion. He walked right up to Beauty and looked at her. She tried to say something, but she couldn't.
So, this is one of your daughters, said the beast. What is her name?
Her name is Beauty, said the man.
Well, Beauty, said the beast, did you come here freely?
Yes, she answered quietly.
Good, said the beast. Do not be afraid. I will not hurt you. Your father can stay tonight, but he must leave in the morning. Eat, sleep well. Good night.
I don't think I will sleep tonight, said Beauty. I am too afraid. So am I, said her father. But they were both very tired. When they lay down, they went to sleep at once. While she was asleep, Beauty had a dream. In her dream, a lady came, a good fairy. The fairy smiled at her and said, "Do not be afraid, Beauty. You are good to come here. You are good to take your father's place. And something good will happen to you because of this." In the morning, Beauty told her father about the dream. But he still cried when he had to leave her. When she was alone, Beauty cried too. Then she started to look around the palace. It was a beautiful place, with fine rooms and big windows. Upstairs, she came to a door with the words, "Beauty's Room," on it. "What's this?" she said. "Beauty's room? Well, if the beast gives me a special room, he does not want to eat me." She pushed open the door and went in. What a beautiful room it was! There were flowers everywhere, and cupboards full of fine dresses. But best of all, there were lots and lots of books. She opened one and read the words,
"Good kind Beauty, do not fear. You will be safe and happy here. What you wish, I will do. All of this,
I give to you.
He must be a very kind beast, thought Beauty. She put on one of the fine dresses, but she did not see the beast all day. At 9 o'clock, when she sat down to dinner, the beast arrived.
"The mirror in your room is a magic mirror," he said. "Look into it when you want to see your father's face."
"Thank you," said Beauty. "You are very kind."
"Tell me, Beauty, am I ugly?"
"Yes," she answered.
"Oh,"
he cried.
"I am ugly, and I am also stupid, because I cannot think of clever things to say to you."
Beauty felt sorry for the poor beast. "I know people who have beautiful faces, but who are unkind," she said. "I like you better than those people, Beast."
"Then will you marry me?"
"Oh, no. No. I'm sorry, but I cannot do that," she said. Every night at 9 o'clock, the Beast ate dinner with Beauty, and they talked. Every night the Beast said,
"Will you marry me?"
And every night Beauty answered, "I like you very much, but I cannot marry you." Beauty was sad when she saw that the poor beast was so unhappy. She felt sorry for him, and she knew that he was a kind beast. But he was so ugly. She did not want to be his wife. Beauty lived at the Beast's palace for 3 months, and she was quite happy. She read books, played music, and walked in the garden. Then, one day, she looked in her magic mirror and saw her father. He was very ill and all alone. "I must go and see him," she thought. "I'll ask the beast tonight." Beauty waited all day. At last, it was 9 o'clock. She found the beast in the rose garden. They sat down and ate dinner and talked.
"If you will not marry me, then please be my friend," said the beast. "And stay with me always."
"I am your friend," Beauty answered, "because you are good and kind. I would like to stay here with you, but, Beast, I looked in the magic mirror this morning, and I saw my father. He is very ill, and he is all alone. Please, can I go and visit him?"
"If you go, you will not come back,"
the beast said sadly.
"I will come back," said Beauty. "But please, give me 1 week with my father. Just 1 week?
All right, said the beast. Take this ring. Put it by your bed tonight. Tomorrow, you will see your father. But remember to come back to me. I will wait for you.
Beauty put the ring by her bed. And in the morning, she woke up in her father's house. There, she found a box of dresses to wear, a present from the beast.
Beauty!
Her father cried when he saw her.
Oh, I have been so ill and sad. I am all alone here. Your brothers have gone to be soldiers. Your sisters are married, and they never visit me.
Oh, poor father, cried Beauty. I can only stay for 1 week, but you will soon feel better.
The poor man was so happy to see his favorite daughter again. Just looking at her made him feel better.
You look beautiful, he said. And what a fine dress! Are you happy with the beast?
Yes, said Beauty. He is a good beast. He is very kind to me. I have begun to like him, Father. To love him, nearly.
When the older sisters heard that Beauty was back, they came to visit her with their husbands. They were both very unhappy. One sister had a husband who was handsome, but unkind. The other sister's husband was very clever, but he talked all the time. He never listened to anyone. When they saw Beauty in her fine dress, they were angry.
Look at her, they said. Why is she always so happy? Let's make the beast angry with her. Then perhaps he will eat her. Let's say that she must stay here more than a week.
So they said to Beauty,
Oh, Beauty, dear Beauty, we are so happy to see you. Please stay here a little bit longer.
And so the week went by, but Beauty did not return to the beast's palace. 10 days went by. Then, one night, Beauty had a dream. In her dream, she saw the beast. At first, she thought that he was dead. He lay on the grass by a river, and he was very unhappy. She heard his voice.
Beauty! Beauty! Why haven't you come back to me? I am dying.
She woke up and looked at the moon. She took the ring and put it on the table by her bed.
I must go back to him, she thought.
When Beauty woke up, she was back in her room at the beast's palace. She waited all day. At last, it was 9 o'clock. she went down to dinner, but the beast didn't come.
"Oh, something has happened to him," she cried. "Beast, beast, where are you?"
She ran into every room, but she couldn't find him. She ran to his secret rose garden, but he wasn't there. Then she remembered.
"In my dream, he was outside, on the grass, by a river."
She ran out of the front door of the palace.
"There's a river over there, and I can see something on the grass."
She ran and found him. He lay on the grass by the river.
"Beast," she cried, "you're not dead, are you? Please, speak to me."
The beast slowly lifted his head and looked at her.
"I waited for you, beauty," he said. "But you did not come. Now it's too late. But I'm happy to see your face before I die."
"No, beast. You mustn't die. I need you."
Then Beauty put out her hand and touched him softly.
"I love you, beast,"
she said quietly.
"I know it now. Please live. I will marry you."
At that moment, something magic happened. Suddenly, the sky was full of strange lights. Beauty looked up at them, and she was afraid. The lights went away, and Beauty looked back at the beast. But the beast wasn't there. In his place, she saw a handsome prince.
"Where's my dear friend, the beast?" she asked.
"I am here, Beauty," said the handsome prince. "I am the beast, or I was the beast. A bad fairy put a spell on me. She said that no one could love an ugly beast. But you have broken that spell." Before Beauty could speak, she heard another voice. It was the good fairy from her dream, standing there beside her.
"Yes, Beauty," said the fairy. "You understood that kindness is more important than a beautiful face. It is the most important thing of all. Your older sisters did not understand this. They are not happy with their husbands. But you will be happy."
And Beauty was happy. She and her prince had a wonderful wedding. Her three brothers came, and so did her father.
"Oh, dear father," she said, "now you can come and live with me always."
But Beauty's two older sisters and their husbands did not come.
"I have sent them far away," said the good fairy, "because they were nasty and unkind.
they will never find their way to this palace. You will never see them again until, perhaps, one day, if they learn to be kind. I will wait for that day, said Beauty.